My Life Today, July 25, Jonathan and David, Family Companionship. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. The friendship of Jonathan for David was of God's providence, to preserve the life of the future ruler of Israel. At this time, when there were so few bright spots in the path of David, he was rejoiced to receive an unexpected visit from Jonathan, who had learned the place of his refuge. Precious were the moments which these two friends passed in each other's society. They related their varied experiences, and Jonathan strengthened the heart of David, saying, "Fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father knoweth." As they talked of the wonderful dealings of God with David, the hunted fugitive was greatly encouraged. And they too made a covenant before the Lord, and David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house. After the visit of Jonathan, David encouraged his soul with songs of praise, accompanying his voice with his harp. Jonathan, by birth heir to the throne, yet knowing himself set aside by the divine decree, to his rival the most tender and faithful of friends, shielding David's life at the peril of his own, steadfast at his father's side through the dark days of his declining power, and at his side falling at the last, the name of Jonathan is treasured in heaven, and it stands on earth a witness to the existence and the power of unselfish love. Connected with Christ, we are connected with our fellow men by the golden links of the chain of love.